Page 153. The Little Prince. Chapter 7. On the fifth day, I learned the secret of the little prince's life. He suddenly asked me a question. It seemed that he had thought about this question for a long time. If a sheep eats bushes, would it eat flowers too? A sheep eats everything it comes across. Even flowers with thorns? Yes, even flowers with thorns. So what good is having thorns? I didn't know. I was very busy. I was trying to fix my plane. I felt quite worried. The plane was difficult to fix, and I did not have much drinking water left. So what good is having thorns? The little prince never stopped asking a question. Because I felt worried and cross, I said the first thing that came into my head. The thorns don't do any good at all. Flowers have thorns because they are mean. Oh. But after a while, he said angrily, I don't believe you. Flowers are weak. They are innocent and beautiful. They are just trying to protect themselves as best they can. They believe that their thorns keep them safe. I did not answer. I was not listening. I was still thinking about my plane. Then the little prince said to me, And so you think that flowers... No. I don't think anything. I was saying whatever came into my head. I'm busy with important matters. He stared at me, shocked, and cried, Important matters? He added, You talk like a grown-up. That made me feel bad. But still he continued, You don't understand anything. He was really quite angry. He shook his golden-haired head. I know a planet where there is a red-faced man. He has never smelled a flower. He has never looked at a star. He has never loved anyone. He never does anything except add numbers together. Just like you, all day long he says, I am an important man. I am an important man. He is filled up with his own importance. But he isn't a man. He's a mushroom. A what? A mushroom. The little prince had turned white with anger. For millions of years, flowers have grown thorns. And yet, for millions of years, sheep have eaten flowers. How can you say that it isn't important to try to understand why flowers keep growing thorns that don't ever protect them? How can you say that the war between the sheep and the flowers doesn't matter? That it isn't more important than a fat, red-faced man doing math? And I know a flower that is the only one of its kind that does not live anywhere except on my planet. And if a little sheep destroyed that flower, ate it one morning, without realizing what it had done, that doesn't matter? His face turned pink as he continued. If a person loves a single flower that lives on just one star among millions and millions of other stars, that is enough to make him happy when he looks up at the stars. He sees the stars and says to himself, My flower is somewhere out there. But if the sheep eats the flower, it's as if, for him, suddenly, all the stars went out. And that is not important?